systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom. Hello, welcome to Jamel. It's Monday, January 3rd, 2011, episode 443. My name is Matt.
I'm Danny.
Still alive. What's up?
Hi.
Braden, what's going on, bud?
Just chilling.
All right. Burger says, were you okay at the end of news year? You didn't look too good when you shut off the cams. To which I replied, who are you talking to?
You were the one passed out.
All of us were... Okay.
I was fine.
406-204-4687, give us a call live, whatever, thejamhole.com/live, whatever. Okay.
Okay.
I have to apologize for New Year's Eve, Jamhole Special, Part 3. That, I listened back to that.
Did you?
And holy cow, I think about halfway through, I was like, I'm going to lay on the couch and go to sleep now.
Pretty much. I don't think you decided that. It just kind of happened.
No, it was a general gradual fade to black, pretty much. We partied. We fucking partied, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We did a little, you guys did a little white rush.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That legal... What was that? What's the equivalent of that? What is that the legal version of? Because you guys...
Amphetamines? I'm just going to go with that. Because it's very blurry on which it is closest
Speaking
to,
of
you know?
Blurry, why are you wearing your glasses, Danny?
Because I can't see.
Well, if you opened your eyes...
That might help.
Okay, so you didn't really go to bed till like 8 in the morning. I think Braden left at like 7.
I laid down at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, I left at like 6 or 7 in the morning. And I didn't sleep until like later that night.
Okay, so I have a trip report that you wrote. I'm going to need
don't
you.
Please read that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not
going to
read it. I'm
I
saving.
Need to fix that.
Yeah, you do.
I woke up.
I'm going to save that for the show notes. But I woke up and you were gone. And I was like, did Danny leave already? And I come out here totally just naked, like, what's up? She's on the couch with her netbook typing. I'm like, what the fuck?
What time was that?
I was bored.
At like 9 or 10 o'clock in the a.m.
Mm. I know, dude.
You were like up and down all night.
I know.
And then you went to work that day.
Yeah.
And did a little more.
I did a pin drop more. And I didn't even snort it. I put it on my tongue.
Apparently,
so
it does have some fans, though.
Yeah.
Somebody liked that stuff.
Yeah.
I have not tried it. I am not going to try it. I saw the aftermath.
What a pussy, this guy.
No, I know.
No, because I know that if I let him try it, he would do what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm not dealing with him.
And I'm
nice
still...
Nice to know I'm not as dumb as you guys.
I'm still dealing with her. So, she... You just... A headache. Just a nasty come down, that stuff.
No.
MDHP is what it is. It's a white rush was the version we got.
I don't know.
You're out of it.
Yeah, I'm really.
Still.
She's still a zombie.
This is like, when was that? Friday night? Okay, today's Monday, January 3rd, 2011, right. Episode 443, The Jam Hole. Welcome.
Oh.
Yeah, Burger asked, how was the come down day?
So I didn't sleep New Year's night.
Right.
And then I went to work.
Right.
And then.
And then that night, did you sleep?
Like an hour.
Really?
Maybe I should tell my experience with it since I have to leave
please.
20 minutes.
Please.
All right, so yeah, I only did one line and it was what she gave me.
Snoring into your pop filter. This is a real show, not just fuck around New Year's Eve special that we can do that.
And it's really hard for me to give an accurate trip report of that specific drug because I was drinking before I came over
right.
here.
Right, we were puffing pretty
tough. And
then
we smoked a bunch when I got here before I did it.
Yeah, that we did.
So I can't really tell you exactly how long it took to kick in, but once I did feel it, it felt kind of like, I don't know, I would say it was pretty similar to coke.
Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Minus euphoria is like coke.
You're minus like, yeah. the numbing sensation.
I don't, well, it's really hard to pick exactly what it's like because I find so many things it's similar to in a lot of different.
Well, right, and it is.
You know?
It's an analog. It's a research
yeah.
chemical.
Like
so.
It's basically if you've ever done coke or crystal, it's a lot like those. And I felt it pretty good for a couple hours and. You know, it kind of went away because, you know, it, like anything, you get used to it. And then if you think about it, it's definitely still there. And,
like right now?
Well, no. I mean, when I was doing it. You
oh,
know?
Okay. How long did it last for you?
It lasted, like, noticeably for a couple hours. And then after that, it was gone.
Just the legs that
yeah,
keep you up at night?
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
the tripper. We read a few trip reports. Yeah. If you go back and listen to that episode.
Because I was here till like 6 or 7 in the morning, and then I went home, and I was up until...
Right.
I was up all day until about 6 p.m., and I finally slept for a few hours.
And honestly, I was really surprised how many people were like hanging out with us, because we streamed yeah. for about three... We stream for probably all together 4 or 5
yeah.
hours,
yeah,
if
but,
you count the pre-show and then yeah. the breaks and all that.
Most of those people were asleep.
Well, yeah, probably, just listening to it in the background.
It was just Burger,
on.
I think, hanging out. No one else was talking.
Towards the end, yeah. But it was... I edited a lot of part three. A lot of part three.
Like all of it.
Because I figured, you know, the live listeners, cool, we all had a good time. I was listening to it and I was like, this is kind of terrible. There's a lot of silence and a lot of, Matt, wake up. And a lot yeah. of.
And a lot of everyone talking to themselves at the same time.
Yeah, that
personal
was conversations.
Weird. That was really weird.
What was awesome was after the, like when the mics weren't on and we were all just hanging out.
That was pretty awesome.
And yeah, Dana kept trying to tell me these stories of shit and they sounded like good stories, but she would never actually get to what it was about.
Really?
There was all this bullshit before it that had nothing to do with the story. Really?
Burger says you were talking like meth heads. Fantastic.
Yeah, pretty much.
So does the Jam Hole highly recommend MDHP or not at all?
I disapprove
yeah. of this message.
I disapprove.
Okay, so if you...
I would much rather coke any day.
Well...
I can go to sleep a couple hours later.
The research chemicals, unless it's like DMT or something, they're not really... The ones that are
modeled
after...
Well, if you got some
after,
DMT, fuck, man.
Well, fuck.
I mean, seriously.
We can blast off to reality on some of that if you want.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff isn't bad as long as you are able to just do as much as you decide you're going to do that one time and then don't redose.
The MDHP or the, DMT?
The fucking... Whatever
what
that
did.
Shit we
MDHP,
did. The White
right.
Rush.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, we read about that.
Yeah, if you want to
do
a lot,
redose.
If you want to do a lot and really feel it, do it all at once.
Right.
But
well,
that's
see,
it.
Okay, the problem was is I didn't know how pure that was, and then I did it, okay, and then I sat here, and I didn't get up, so I didn't think it was really hitting me. I didn't feel it. I didn't notice it until I got up.
Until you moved.
So I redosed before I got up.
Of course you did.
And then I started to feel it. And
I believe, well, actually, the awesome thing about that, too, is that you were redosing while I was reading about why you should not redose.
I imagine I redosing...
Wait, hey, what did he say? Oh, well.
I imagine redosing isn't bad as long as you do it very close to the first time you did it and don't wait for it to wear off, you know?
What's terrible about it is the come down, because you're not really that euphoric anymore, but can't go to sleep.
Yeah, the
come
down,
there.
The very immediate come down, like right when it started to go away, reminded me of like when you've been doing coke for a day or
right.
something.
Right,
yeah.
and I
and
hate
just,
that.
And you run out, just a day, and not like a big binge.
It was reading about that made me really not want to try it, because whenever I've done drugs, like the thing I just fucking fear and loathe in Las Vegas is that come down.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're not high anymore, everybody. But you're a complete zombie, but you can't go to sleep.
See,
but that's
really,
all you want to do is just be sober and just go to fucking
it really
sleep.
Wasn't,
and I hate that.
It really wasn't that bad for me from that one line. I just couldn't sleep.
You didn't
but I already can't sleep.
And you did it pretty late, too.
It was one.
By the time,
it was about one when I took it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, overall, though, it was a good time. I had a good time watching you guys and reading those stories and, you know, whatever. It was
interesting.
It's
I'm glad
really
we recorded.
Good high. It's a really good high.
Yeah, I mean,
if you could keep the high and not deal with the low,
right.
it would be perfect.
Well, yeah, that
find
goes for
research,
anything.
Find a research chemical that does that for us.
Yeah. And I, dude, last night, I even, after work, I had that big cleaning shift and stuff.
Yeah, you guys were all stoked to do some White Rush.
Just some White Rush and clean the shit. Yeah.
No, I actually decided not to give it to anybody that night.
Oh, really?
Because I was like...
Were they pissed at you? Like, come on, let's try.
No, because my boss looked at me and he goes, I really want to, but tell me the truth. Is it going to keep me wired for a while?
And yes. I'm like, yes.
Man, I really want to lie and just be like, no.
And then watch you come into work the next day dragging ass.
Did you feel wired after its effects left, or could you just not sleep? Because I
wasn't wired.
Yeah, I didn't feel wired. I just couldn't fall asleep. Yeah. My eyes would not close.
Well, that's wired to me is that still having that jaw clenching feeling.
No.
Yeah, see, it wasn't like that. It was like in a lot of those trip reports.
It's when you close your eyes and your eyes vibrate.
No, not even that. I would close my eyes, but I could not.
They would go right back.
Yeah, it just didn't. Right. I couldn't keep them closed.
See, I would do that because my eyeballs were like shaking inside my eyelids. So I would just open my eyes.
I almost kind of had the spin later when I got home. It
was
weird.
That might have been the beard.
No,
I didn't have any then.
Did it?
Yeah.
And you got a wicked headache. That's no good.
The reason why I get a headache is when I do any kind of stimulant like that, my pupils get stuck on huge and don't go back down for a few days.
You get too much light on your brain.
Yeah, that's why I get a headache. I'm surprised I didn't cut my finger off at work.
Burger says, this stuff sounds like getting bad meth. This sounds like getting meth at a store.
It was really funny at work, though, when I did give it to a coworker and I worked a whole shift with him.
Was he just hating life towards the
no,
end of that shift? Like, give
so
me more,
happy.
Please. I'll suck your dick just one more hit.
No, he was so happy, but I'm so glad that we were both there.
You think would he have
us
not?
Us combined made maybe one good cook.
Jesus Christ, dude.
It took me like
he's that fucked
an
up,
hour
huh?
and a half to do a 15-minute prep item.
Wow, this drug cuts your efficiency in like threes.
I looked at him and I'm like, I just finished this. And
yeah.
He's like, oh my God.
On Saturday, I got a call to go to work. About the time I was ready to actually finally fall asleep, I'm like,
are you serious?
I'm not going to answer that.
That is the worst, dude.
I just didn't answer. Luckily, I work at a place where I can do that.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to call in so bad yesterday.
I bet.
But I was
you look
like
haggard
right.
shit yesterday.
And I had to work straight through.
I know. You were there when I stopped there. I crowdsourced my dinner. I was like, what should I eat? I can't think of anything.
Well, I came over Saturday night, didn't I?
I'm talking about yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Because
you look like shit yesterday, and you were just dragging ass. And that's when you were like, I have a headache still.
Yeah, that I was okay. I was just still awake. And
you cooked a good bacon cheeseburger.
I had my wits about me and shit, but I was still like dragging ass and my head hurt and I wanted to die.
Nice.
No, but dude.
Still?
You know how I fell asleep last night?
How?
I woke up with my hand pushing my eyes down.
To like hold them closed?
Like
holding your eyeballs closed?
I held my eyeballs shut, dude.
Wow.
I woke up and I'm like, my fingers were stuck to my eyelids.
At least you didn't like go so fucking nuts and then just be like, fuck it, and take safety pins and just like
stick them through.
Just
dude, no, seriously.
Okay. Shut up.
Check this out. That night, New Year's Eve night, when I came out here on the couch, okay, I had taken Ambien to try and make myself go to sleep.
Yeah, how did that
bad
work?
Bad idea.
I took an Ambien the next day.
If you go back and listen through the recording, I believe I tell you that about 3 or 4 times.
I OD'd on Ambien that
good,
night,
good
I'm
girl.
Pretty sure. You know how some... Okay, have you
also
ever taken Ambien before
report.
And...
Oh, have I?
And you stay awake and you see shit?
No, I've
Christ.
Never seen shit. I just trip out a little.
Okay.
But no, I don't see shit. I just
well,
like get that body
things might move
high.
Or be disoriented.
It probably didn't
I just
help
walk
that
funny.
You took the Ambien like way early. Also,
well, the first one made me like calm down more. But then I was like, all right, I want to go to sleep, and I took 2.
How'd
but
that,
then we had sex, and I didn't go to sleep.
Ambien
did we?
Sex,
and I was like, damn it,
was
why
I
was that? Because I wrote it.
I was awake enough for sex.
Well, your dick was.
Go me. Like
I get.
Champ.
No, I remember giving up because I was like, dude, your dick is broken, and you're half asleep. So I'm not doing this anymore.
Awesome.
You were
game
all upset,
over.
But then you went to sleep. So
was like, I was probably asleep while I was upset.
It was so funny on fucking New Year's too, because you kept like fucking falling asleep, and then every time she'd mention sex with you, you're like, "What? I'm good. Suck this dick." And then you're back asleep again.
He did, dude.
Whatever. I sucked this cock. Yeah.
You came up and whipped it out.
Yeah, he seriously.
I think that was one of the silent, quiet parts I edited out.
It was just so funny because you were so, like, passed out. But as soon as she mentioned sex with you, you're like, what?
Here's my dick.
Here it is. Look. Brain, you can look too. It's all right. I'm half asleep.
Oh, God. There was a lot of homosexual things going on that night.
Wasn't that homosexual?
You get very bi-curious.
Did we have sex that night?
No, while I was here.
Because I absolutely don't.
To. At one point, though,
I wanted to.
Yeah,
that doesn't
okay.
sound like me. Hold
I need
on.
To share this with everybody listening.
That doesn't
listening.
Sound like me.
No, I need to does. Share this with everybody listening.
Oh, please.
After the cameras were off and everything.
A little behind yeah. the scenes for that ass.
He kept falling asleep on the couch, and Dan and I are just sitting here trying to have a conversation.
I noticed
doing
that.
The best we can.
I just like to say you guys do need me in this equation, because that was terrible.
And then Matt just decides to wake up, and he just pulls his dick out and starts rubbing it on Dana's face.
I don't think I did anything.
Do you remember that?
Like,
I do not recall that part.
Yeah, you walked
on
up to
her
where,
face.
You walked up to where she's sitting right now, and you just pulled your dick out and just grabbed her head and pushed it in it and was just like rubbing it on her face.
Right on.
I really wanted to look away.
Did
but
I come? Did we finish at least?
No.
No? Did I do it like a champ at least?
I don't know.
Not at all.
When I would push you away,
yeah,
you
she
would
did.
Go to Brayden.
She did. She definitely did not indulge you. Neither did I.
Well, thanks. Way to have my six, bro.
No, dude, I push you away. You go over to Brayden and start like bro loving on him.
Luckily, his dick was in his pants
and
during
then,
that.
Luckily,
I remember
for both
talking
of us.
About. I'm like, Jesus. Matt, do you want a threesome? Because it's going in your butt. And Brayden's like,
what did wow. I say?
You were kind of like, I'll videotape you guys.
Oh, yeah. I said, actually, at this point, I'm probably fucked up enough to do that.
Yeah, that was, fantastic. Oh, dude, but you were trying to rape Brayden. It was pretty funny.
Well,
you get really bi-curious when there's another dude around. You're fucked up. Just saying.
You don't even know the half of it.
I've heard stories. It's okay.
Sure. Yeah, if only I could remember the best stories.
Oh, my God.
Those
I remember
ones
someone
we
telling me that he
for,
tried to make out with
for
him.
For a rainy day.
Yeah.
All in jest, surely.
Dude, just, yeah, no.
Well, good. So are we having a real positive 2011 so far,
Such
guys?
Such a
yeah.
good start,
so
dude.
Far, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know how to not ring in a good New Year?
Don't.
Do your New Year's Eve with MDHP.
Right. Some White Rush.
No.
Terrible.
No, I never.
I am really, like, usually I'm up for anything. I'm a psychonaut. I'll try whatever. But something told me. It was the trip report, actually, that told me.
Whoa.
You're not going to want to do this one. You're going to be up all night hating life.
If you wouldn't have been fucked up like you were and you wouldn't have did as much as I did, you would have been okay.
Okay,
but
truth be told.
No, because he would have been like, I want more.
Truth be told, if I wouldn't have had what I had, I probably would have done that just to do something.
Right.
Okay. So, but I was
like, hey, you want to try it now?
No. Actually, after listening to episode 442 part halfway through part two and most of part three, I've come to the conclusion that for a while I need to keep my head straight and not do drugs for
dude,
a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Just for a minute.
Hang
just until
second.
I get some more songs done.
When I was trying to go
unless
to sleep
you have
on
drugs
that Ambien,
right now.
Right.
Then, well, I mean, we can do
when
that.
I was trying to go to sleep on that Ambien, I was still awake from that shit.
Uh-huh.
But the Ambien was still working.
Oh, of course. That's
and
how
so
it, that was
I was really seeing shit, like hardcore. I think I drew something I
that's,
saw when
that's
I woke
why
up.
I didn't take it that night.
I was, dude, there was a teddy bear in the corner of the closet that kept staring at me all night, and it would move and follow me.
Was that in the
and
trip report?
I was report? So upset. I
let's
was so
let's
scared.
Take a look.
No, dude.
Actually, let's look at this trip report that you typed out while in the middle of an MDHP come down.
I got up because I wanted to make sure I wasn't insane. I had to sit down and go, okay,
How creepy would it have been if you would have went in there to check on me and I would have had like a big bear mask on?
Just ran out.
I'm out. I'm done with this nightmare.
When you have to get up to check and make sure you're not insane, you probably shouldn't do that.
I thought I was losing my mind. I was like, I need to go be somewhere that thing's non-staring at me right now.
Okay, so check this out. I like how you start off by saying, okay, you might want to let me slide on the punctuation and spelling errors. I was fighting to type with shaky hands for about half of it. The first time in the night, I could barely put together a sentence. I knew what I was saying, but it was just not happening. Lol, enjoy. Holy shit, did I just jump right on my PC when I was all high? Haha, that was a typing test and sight test, because when I came out earlier to try something, I guess I was still a bit overloaded with that stuff, ... and couldn't type words right at all. Lol. I knew what I wanted to say, but the message from my brain to my fingers were slower and faster than others. Lol. So instead of writing my name, I wrote Anda Widdeen.
Okay.
I guess the data wasn't sent at the same time if it wasn't received on time, but I'm okay now. Yay.
Wow.
I am super stoked to get my motor skills back. Yay. Wouldn't that suck? You try out a new drug because your boyfriend's an asshole and you lose all your brain signals?
This is great because this is what she was doing before, like talking to herself. She's just talking to herself, like typing it out.
Talking to her notepad. Yeah. I'm just a nobody with a notepad.
God.
She knows what decides.
This is a good example. I wish I would have done this when I was still like having the after effects.
Well, that's a little taste of that, but I'll put the full version after
we... I was on the brink of insanity.
We do a little edit there, and that'll be the show notes for the New Year's Eve party special.
I was so scared. You have no idea.
You gotta bounce out of here.
I gotta bust a nut and get
out
of here.
All right, well, hey... Wednesday, are you working?
Hopefully not.
All right.
Fuck
well,
if I know. I'll find out Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
God.
Well, your next day off, you be sure to come back.
Word.
Hey, you're online. Do you want to?
I'm online.
Do you want me to leave a message for yourself online?
I guess I'll get it when I get home from work.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Braden. Good times. Thanks for putting up with the New Year's Eve party.
Oh yeah, that was interesting.
Party that was just me, you, and her.
It ended up being me and Braden.
Well, right.
After
you got back from your little trip to town.
It wasn't even much of me and her party. It was just us going, what?
Wake up, Matt.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?
It was her just rambling through, like, idiotic fucking sentences that didn't mean anything, and then
at least I could pronounce my words
sense.
Right, and it was really elaborate.
I've been on some pretty wicked mushroom trips that I was forming full, like, books in my mind, but then I'd try to spit out one sentence, and I'd get out, like, part of a word. Like, two consonants, no vowels, that's it.
I remember one really good idea I had.
Oh, please, you better record it now.
No, it was about when all three of us would end the show. Remember, like, kill him and you kill yourself, but now it's three of us, and we would try and figure out how it would go down. And so I decided, I'm like, look, all three of us hold a gun on each other's head, just count to three. If anybody lives, guess what? You can start a podcast called The Afterlife.
Whoa, that's really weird, because I was just listening to one of the latest DV episodes, and some caller called in.
Later, dude.
Bye.
And some caller called in. And was like, you have your lifetime members, you should have one more step that's double that, so $500, and those are your afterlife members, and you'll call them the DV afterlife member. I was like, whoa, that's kind of...
Oh, that's creepy.
That is kind of creepy.
And I had a really cool idea to draw this badass monster thing made of drugs.
That you saw?
Because it was going to be named Addiction. That's your crazy monster of addiction.
Oh, nice.
It's just a bunch of drugs all taped together.
Right, needles and fucking bongs.
I really wanted to draw that. I even made a note to myself in my phone.
Get her done.
With a reminder on it.
Well, what the fuck?
Be like, hey, draw that monster.
What the fuck?
I drew that teddy bear instead because it was staring at me all night. I got up later to look and see what it was, and it was nothing.
Where's
I don't
the
know
picture?
How my brain formed that.
Where's the bear at?
In one of your notebooks. I don't know. I woke
up. You drew in my notebook?
I found paper and a pen.
Thank you.
I was like, I have to make sure this goes on paper.
All right. Well, if I find that, I'll take a picture of it and put it up on the Twitter.
It was like
the
angry
Facebook
monkey,
account.
Dude. It was.
But a bear?
Yeah.
Just pissed.
And every dude, it would
don't
always
do MDHP.
I'd try to close my eyes and I'd open them and I'd look and it wouldn't be there, but then it'd slowly morph into it like it's turning its head and it stared at me. I'm like, fuck, it found me again. And I'd close my eyes and try to hide it. It just didn't know. It didn't work at all.
Well, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
I'm looking forward to when you're back to normal.
Me too.
Nice.
My head hurts.
Do you want to send in your trip report to Arrowhead to put among the rest of the to put among all the other ones that say don't do this fucking drug?
I was
it's the
say
devil.
I disapprove.
The jam hole, Danny jam hole, disapprove.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Ugh.
Well, so yeah, that was the third episode was just a fucking clusterfuck. And also, I want to say that the whole New York, or New York, NYE, New Year's Eve, not New York Eve.
God.
Jesus. That whole three-part series was a clusterfuck. Like, don't ever podcast edit when you're sleeping, because that was a terrible
idea. I tried
to
take it away from you.
Really? And I was just not letting you?
Yeah.
Were you just laughing as I was just fucking it up?
Yeah.
Dude, I had to take that thing down because halfway through I was listening to bits and pieces and I caught shit that shouldn't, like, the outro sound halfway through the fucking thing and then, like, just randomly scattered. I was like, fuck, which other one did I do? So then I, like, it was a mess.
Yeah, it was bad.
Don't ever edit your podcast when you're asleep. Just
I tried to help you, but you were like, I got this, fuck off. And I'm like, okay.
Clearly, Matt.
And
you
then
got
I have to
this.
Be like, hey, Matt, open your eyes long enough to put your cursor in the right spot, click, and then you can.
Was I just clicking
again.
At nothing?
Yeah, no, you would open up for long enough to, like, click
do
on
one
something
thing.
And then go back out, and then I'd go, Matt, and you'd be like, huh? Click. And then
wow.
out again.
That explains how the outro sound was in there, like, five times.
Oh my God.
I just kept
doing it. You
were
trying. You're like, maybe I'll just get in the right spot.
Awesome.
Keep throwing them in there. It's cool.
Well, yeah. I think we all learned a lot that night.
Yeah, I,
definitely looking forward to the future.
Yeah.
When Danny is normal, eyes open, good to go.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
So there's been absolutely nothing on. Like, all of the shows that we've been watching have kind of ended or are on hiatus, I guess. Did the event get canceled? What the fuck?
One more thing real quick. I was all really high and trying to go to sleep, and I kind of fell asleep watching Discovery Health.
Today?
Or what I thought was Discovery Health, because there's still some health shows on there. And then I wake up to
Today
Oprah.
That was?
Yeah, I think so. I woke up to Oprah on blast. And I wasn't near the remote, and I wasn't going to get it. So I left
Oprah
the
TV
on.
Has a hole in it now. Wayne's going to be pissed.
No, but it was just Oprah for, like, hours. And I was, You know what? Fuck you, Oprah. You ruined my TV experience. I'm so sad.
I don't think you're the only one. I think all you, all of you should go class action style and try and get a little chunk of that Oprah money. She'd probably just pay you off. Just shut the fuck up, hoes. Here's some money. Get out of here. That's how Oprah does. She's like, you go into the deposition, and Oprah would be like, look under your seat. Now get the fuck out of here.
Do you
and be
know
like,
how ugly that bitch is?
Yeah, do you remember when
oh
she first started
God.
Out and she was a cow and then she had her own fucking, like, Jerry Springer type show? And now she has a fucking media empire.
Yeah.
All from starting out with those bullshit talk shows.
She
much like
in.
We are trying to do.
I guess
when do we get our media empire? What the fuck? We do all this ourselves. Come on.
She moved into her office at
oh,
the
did
thing,
she?
And you look at her office and you're like,
does she run this
That's
network?
Bigger than my house.
Yeah, right? That's
She's
fuck.
Got like a fucking walk-in closet the size of this living room in her
she
office.
She is one of the richest women in the world. She can do that.
I was
She
so,
probably just rolled in and bought Discovery and was like, boom, this is
I
the Oprah
so
network now, fool.
Disgusted.
Yeah.
Disgusted.
It would be okay if she was actually like talking about good stuff and like telling women to do good things. She's brainwashing these crazy women to go follow the next fucking fluky health trend, like power bracelet, all that bullshit. And these mothers are spending like a lot of money on this. Oprah has a wide reach.
Yeah.
She says something, a lot of people will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of power to have. And you need to, you know, really, she's dangerous like that because she believes in all that bullshit.
You know how she, like, really likes John Travolta and, like, he's
yeah,
totally on there.
Scientology
all the time.
And
okay.
homeopathy, Dr.
I bet
Oz,
you
dude, anti-vaxxers, all those people.
I bet you if she one day got an argument with Travolta and decided, hey, I don't like him anymore.
Oh, she would crush him in her
Done.
Minge.
Done.
In her minge.
And all of her followers, no questions.
Hey, Johnny, say goodbye to Hollywood.
No questions. John Travolta be dead.
You would never act
later.
Again.
Never.
She's a bitch.
Dude.
I would not cross Oprah. Even though we just spent the last 10 minutes making fun of her.
So much Dr.
Seriously.
Phil, so much Oprah shit. I was,
It's all that fake shit that people buy. And it's going to hurt people. She starts telling people, again, not to get their kids vaccinated.
I was
that
starting
fucking,
to believe it.
That
I was like, maybe I need to change directions and get back to number one. I was like, maybe.
Fuck! All right, I'm getting up. Where's that remote?
I was like,
damn you, batteries! Oprah.
Dr. Phil kept telling me to get back to number one, and I was starting to believe it.
Like, I'm about to go deuce a number two. Fuck, dude.
Oh,
thanks,
God.
Dr. Phil.
It's horrible.
That is it, right?
Dude.
It's terrible. She's crazy.
Oh, my God. I never.
If her and Madonna, like, had sex, the world would explode. Oh, God. So what were we talking? Oh, reality TV shows. Right. There's been absolutely nothing on. And so I saw a whole bunch of reality TV shows. Saw commercials for most of them when, you know, we spend time with family that has television. We don't hear, per se. But so I downloaded a few of them. I downloaded Storage Wars.
I like that one.
That one was all right. I downloaded one called My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Hookers Saved on the Strip. Downloaded that one. You ever heard of that one?
Every time she said Hookers for Jesus.
Yeah. Like, and then Bait Car, which was pretty awesome.
I couldn't help but snicker, like giggle.
What was our favorite one? Toddlers with Tiaras.
Oh my God.
Do you guys know about what's that whole underground called? What would you call that?
That's the Southern pageant.
The Bible Belt pageant culture?
Yeah.
Southern culture on the skids.
That's
Do you guys know?
I popped out a daughter. Its face is kind of cute. I'm going to make some money off this.
It's like a lottery, right?
It is.
Do you guys know what's going on in the South? They still have slaves down there.
I'm from the South.
Isn't that amazing?
No.
That's
me.
Their whole lives.
I went to a school to learn how to walk and put makeup on and do my hair. I'm good, dude.
These parents are like teaching their daughters all the wrong things, and they're really setting them up to then, when they're older, be on the show Hookers Saved on the Strip, and they can add more numbers to Hookers for Jesus.
Or they will be Disney's princess that waves on top of the float.
Right. That was her dream. I loved it. I love this part where she's like, do you remember when you won this crown? And it's like, what, 3-year-old or 5-year-old? She was the 5, I think. And she's like, nope. She's like, do you remember when you won this one?
Nope.
Do you remember any of this? Nope. Do you remember when you won this one? Mommy got big money for this one. And she says that. Like, are you kidding? Wow. And then her husband, I guess she was a dentist, and her husband's like, you know, if you weren't into all this pageant stuff, we'd have a brand new Mercedes every year. They spend way more than they make on it. Way more. And they're, I guess what the hope is that by doing these, maybe a scout will pick out your girl and she'll be the next Hannah Montana. That's
maybe
what they were all kind of talking about was, mm-hmm, my girl's going to be the next Disney princess, Hannah Montana, this and that.
I know.
So that's like their standard. That's what they're shooting for.
That's so horrible.
But they are wrecking lives. Like, these girls, it's so creepy. They look like little adults. Like, I was like almost ready to jerk off, and I was like, wait, this is Toddlers with Tears. What the fuck are you doing?
God.
It is so weird.
Yeah, but their faces
adult
look
face
all distorted.
This big, though, with little heels. Little, like, 3-millimeter stilettos.
Their faces look weird. Like, creepy.
Yeah. Do you think all that makeup all the time at such a young age is maybe not good for their face?
Probably not.
And eventually they'll end up looking like their mothers, who are all... They were all wannabe queens, maybe.
Yep.
And then their mother's mothers were the ones that were like, yeah,
it's
let's
like
go.
It's like the guy that, you know, was on the track to be a fucking sports pro, broke his knee right before he got fucking
And then dad
up,
killed
and then,
himself.
And then he had a kid, and he's like, you're gonna fucking live my life.
Yeah, you're gonna be a sports
right
star. And then they push the kid really hard, and then the kid ends up snapping.
Mm-hmm.
That whole world, though, like, that blew my mind watching that. Like, I can't believe, like, you're showing this on TV. Like, look, parents in the North, where people are a little smarter than the South, perhaps.
That's a huge stereotype. Thanks.
Hey, we're not the ones that were buying and trading slaves like baseball cards, okay, bro?
Hey, we
that was
either.
You guys.
We were just like, whoever wins, we're on that side.
Oh, were you? Okay.
That's how Florida was. We okay, weren't part of the Confederacy, douche.
The rest of the South was. So.
Right, well, I was just chilling.
Well, none of us were alive during that time, but still.
My state was like,
that's
whatever.
The stereotype I'm going with. The South sold slaves. The North, much more progressive. We were friends with black people. We started a hip-hop movement.
I was like, yeah, fuck it.
We were black and we were zebra panthers. That's right. We're colorblind.
Dude.
But, dude, that blows my mind. And then to make a show and to, like, totally publicize it. Like, look at this glamorous lifestyle.
I wonder if they watch it later and they're like, oh, my God, am I really like that?
If they show them to the dog, oh, man, that would be so crazy. Like, mommy, why am I all fucked up? Every boyfriend I've had, he's just not been good enough.
I had to double up on my Prozac today.
Mommy, why is nothing good enough for me? Well, honey, because I spoiled the fuck out of you.
Did you hear that, girl?
Yeah, the coach, who was also a little...
had to double up on my Prozac today.
That's right.
Are you
and
serious?
And then her mom, she's like, oh, she's always trying to give people her pills. One of the little girls says that.
I
like,
know.
Oh, my God, really? Here, honey, have a little Prozac. It'll make you smile bigger. Okay.
Oh, my God, dude.
And putting fake teeth in to make mm-hmm. them smile. Like, that, you go through a lot of work for that. And then everyone in the crowd just, like, perv fest.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're dude. Like, they announce it. Like, and here's the 5 to 7-year-olds. And there's guys like, yeah, 5 to 7-year-olds. Woo! Look at that. Yeah! Like, betting on racehorses, dude.
Oh
it was
God,
fucking
dude.
Nuts. Out of control. That whole scene is just fucking ridiculous. And that's the majority of that area of the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Sports and pageants, that's all you're good at. And farming. Pretty good at farming. Having kids. Really. We are exceptional reproducers. We're breeders. If we had anything, we would be breeders.
Ugh.
But just a disgusting display of humanity, I'd like to say.
Dude, it was... Okay, my favorite... section of that it was from 0 to 3-year-old personality category,
right? Like the complete oxymoron. Okay, and now it's time for the 0 to 3 personality. Yeah, 0 to 3. Yeah.
She can blink.
Hey, your 3-year-old has an amazing personality. Wow. I really see a lot of you in there. Is that your work? Because that is nice. Look at that 1-year-old. Look at that. Look at the personality. Look at... Oh, she's going to give a speech. Everyone, shh. She's going to give a speech. Please.
Reads it like it was
red. Mama. Pff, a poopy. Yeah! Woo! Winner.
Dude, there's some...
Personality? Okay. Are you serious?
That made me laugh because there's this commercial... Now for Pampers diapers or some shit. You know that cartoony commercial for the diapers?
No.
No?
I'm not familiar with any commercials past
it's
1997.
It's been on for a while. But it's like a little competition set up and they're all babies. And they all have their diapers on and shit. And they turn around and they just look. They do this. They like... And
like they're dumping in the diapers?
And the diaper goes boom!
Oh, wow.
It's huge. And, like, you see, like, a bunch of them do that, and, like, the biggest one that has Pampers, and it didn't, like, blow up, I guess. You got a trophy. But I was like, are you serious? This is a commercial. I'm watching cartoon babies dump their diapers
to
prove a point
that
these diapers, you should buy these. That's
so, do you want to, was there anything else about toddlers and tears you'd like to speak?
No.
Okay, can we move on to Hooker Saved on the Strip? I made a few notes about this show. The lady who is the main character of this lovely little reality show, she's a spokesperson for Hookers for Jesus. She used to be a hooker. Now she works for Hookers for Jesus. And what that does, basically, is gets hookers off the street. And that's about all they do, really. She wasn't... I mean, it's Bible. You're giving hookers the word of God, basically.
Yep.
And so this lady... She gets this hooker off the street. Who? What was her name? Do you remember? I don't remember her name.
I don't know. Miss Crazy.
She's what the pimps would call a choosy Susie, and basically what that means in the pimp game in Las Vegas, the hooker sex trafficking game is a choosy Susie is some hoe that just goes from pimp to pimp to pimp to pimp and just can't find her place, so to speak. And then nobody wants her. They're like, oh, that fucking choosy Susie. She's going to be here one minute and out the other, you know? They ain't going to make you no money. The hoe ain't making no money.
Why don't they just do that themselves? I never understood why they had to have a pimp. I didn't get that.
For protection, because they... Okay. Something about the pimp game you may not know about is what I like to call the pimp mafia. The pimp mafia exists, and apparently they're trying to kill this lady. She's not safe.
I think she was coming down from a really bad binge when she was recorded.
She got a text message that said, you gonna get killed and you ain't even gonna know who did it. Or some shit like that. And she was freaking out about this. All these pimps are trying to kill me, the pimp mafia. They're after me. Well, if you would have been a good hooker and not a choosy Susie, you wouldn't have this problem now, would you? And all these girls, they looked so hot. Like, they show, like, their previous pictures, like, when they were working girls and all that. And I get a lot of it's the clothes. But compared to what they look like now that they've accepted or fake accepted God into their lives, like, they were way hotter before.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I guess either being a hooker is just a rough life. I thought it was all, like, glitz and glamour, like pageantry.
Well, because, see, now they were saying that God is their pimp, so I don't think God's doing a very good job at...
God, your hose is looking straggly, my man.
Your hose stables aren't kept up.
I know. Fuck, dude. The jam hose stable's looking better than yours, and you're God. What the fuck?
Some bullshit, dude.
This is bullshit. So, this lady, the pimp mafia, they decide that basically she's just more than they can handle. She needs sex abuse counseling. She's been abused. She's had drug problems. We're here to offer faith-based healing. She needs a more, how should I say, non-bullshit approach.
Right.
She needs real legitimate help, not just God into her life. Which is weird, because if God was real, like, faith healing is all you would need. You wouldn't need all this other shit. But clearly you do. Ergo.
Okay, explain the brother thing, because that was
her
hilarious.
Her brother is all fucked up also. This whole family just problems, apparently.
Yes.
I'm thinking she wasn't the only one sexually abused in this family.
Nah.
So her brother's telling this story about how he's getting out of the mental institution, and he's leaving, and all of a sudden he sees this girl being wheeled in on the gurney, like, freaking out. She makes eye contact and waves at him, and he's like, holy shit, that's my sister. And he's like, I'm really glad that she's coming in here, because now the doctors will know that I wasn't lying to them and that I really come from a fucked up place. So
that's
he's
so
leaving
great.
As she's coming in, like, strapped to the gurney, like, hey, bro, woo, like, freaking
oh my
out,
God, be, dude.
You know, being a hooker and all that shit.
That is so fucking awesome.
So then the main hooker character.
Doctor calls you and says, dude, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We understand. I just love that. She says, we do faith-based healing here. She might need more help than that.
Yeah.
She might need a real counselor and some real help. God forbid. But so the main character, she's hooked up with the lead guitarist of a little Christian rock band, goes by the name of Striper. Heart Striper.
Their album cover looks like an 80s nightmare.
You have to Google image Striper and look at the one where they're all dressed up in the same leotard striped oh my God, big hair.
It looks like an 80s hairband.
It's a Christian Kiss.
Ugh,
instead
you're right.
of Knights in Satan's Service,
you're right.
they're Kidged. Knights in Jesus. Kidges. I see why Kiss went with
Whoa.
Kiss.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Dude.
Knights in Jesus' service.
That's not a good thing to ever say.
Right.
It sounds so stupid.
We are in your service, oh Lord. But
Dude.
So, she wants to have a baby now.
Oh.
And she
now
goes...
Now you want one.
Now you want
now
a baby.
Now you want one.
Now right? you want one. Okay, ex-hooker. Sure. How's your womb? Let's take a little look. Okay. Got some stats for you. This woman has been knocked up 10 times. 7 abortions, 3 miscarriages,
0 live births.
0 live birth.
I love it.
And in this corner, your black doctor who really doesn't think it's a good idea that you have a baby, but she's going to tell you, hey, we can do things to help. Let's take a look at that cervix. Ooh, every time we have to purposefully, you know, go in there and tinker around with that thing, it loosens up.
And we've done that seven times.
Seven times. We're going to go ahead and need to throw a couple 8 or 9 stitches in there. But hey, people are having babies older and older now. And the funny thing is, like, the hooker's really not that old. It's just that in your short span, you've had 7 abortions and 3 miscarriages.
Oh, my God.
And you've never... But now, I want a baby now because I have God in my life. Hey, mommy, can you come to school and talk about what you do for a living? You know, hookers for Jesus?
Dude.
Really?
That would be so awesome.
Hookers for Jesus.
Dude, you have to watch... I can't... Oh, I gotta find out the name of this movie. This movie was so fucked up. Because there was a bunch of hookers and shit in it, and that's what made me remember it.
Nice.
And there was a little girl and her brother.
Was she in a tiara?
No, but there was like... Okay, there's a family. A mom, a dad... A little girl and a little boy in this little shitty-ass rundown apartment. Well, the mom and dad end up leaving for something, and the two kids are there by themselves.
That burger found the link. It's actually striper.com. S-T-R-Y-P-E-R. Oh, man. You have to look at Christian butt rock. That's beautiful. I'm going to write a mock Christian rap song.
Anyway,
and I'm going to go mer.
So... You kind of get to see a glimpse at, like, how these girls are and how they start out. Yeah, how they begin. Because this little girl...
How they begin. It shows their dad abusing them and the mom saying, you'll never amount to shit.
How you get raised and how you end up being okay. Check this out. This little girl, being, like, 7, 6 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when they leave, her brother starts to try to talk to her. And she just is blank, staring at the wall, completely.
And this is before she's a hooker?
I think
maybe during?
This is like training to become a hooker. Check this out.
Oh, in the hooker school.
I guess.
Pimpology 101.
Her parents making her...
Be a hooker. Were her parents her pimp?
They teach her to think that she's invisible.
What?
And that she can't be seen or heard when she's invisible.
Well, if you were doing that, you'd be training for, like, CIA surveillance, maybe. Not necessarily
prostitution. Well,
because
her parents did a bunch of shit in front of her.
Oh.
They're, like, hitting fucking crack pipes and shit and fucking, like, dogs in front of her.
Don't be seen or heard.
Okay, right.
Gotcha.
So she completely just zonks out, blank, nothing. And later on... You know, you see her brother, and she's finally not invisible, and they can talk and stuff.
Oh, really? Okay. Did they unblur her face?
Right, but there's... Okay, the kid, the brother, has a friend that's a girl that's in that same neighborhood that is, like, the same style.
Is this a rough hood?
I guess.
Maybe?
And they had to take her away. They got busted on something, and they took her away to some fucking crazy house. And one of the other girls was like... She's lost it. She's gone. And then he's like, what do you mean? In
like, no coming back from that.
Right. She went into that mode. Boom. She went into that mode when she got taken away and she's not coming out of it type deal. She turned off.
I think that some of that's bullshit. And I think if you put yourself in a mode, you can put yourself in a different one. That's
but if you're
just
trained
I've never
to do
been
that,
through it per se, but I think from what I've seen that that's how it is.
If you're trained to do that in certain situations...
Well, if you're trained.
From a little kid, because what I was getting from this whole situation, is they were being taught this from little kids to totally just blank out.
Right, okay.
And dude, it was so fucked up. I gotta remember the name of that fucking movie. Something Cracktown.
It has the words Cracktown in it.
Something
Burger?
About Cracktown. Dude, it was so messed up. Oh, I want to watch it from the beginning.
Nice.
I haven't seen it from the beginning.
We'll find it and watch it.
I cried at some parts. It was horrible.
But yeah, this show is just like to watch it from... It's like watching Toddlers with Tiaras, but it's like it's part two. Hookers Saved on the Strip is what happens in 10 to 15 of Toddlers and Tiaras.
After they don't
like,
get picked
fast
up and
forward, right. And then their parents hate them and turn to drinking. She goes to the streets, moves to Vegas. Boom. Picked up by Hookers for Jesus. And now
Pretty
you got
much.
the pimp mafia on your ass.
Dude, that chick
I'm gonna
nuts.
I'm gonna name this episode The Pimp Mafia and see if I get a letter from the Pimp Mafia stating that the Pimp Mafia does not exist.
I don't think the Pimp Mafia really listens to podcasts.
Really? Fuck, dude, if I was a pimp, I mean, not saying that I'm not, but if I was a pimp full time, I would fucking listen to podcasts.
Life is Hot in Cracktown? I think that's it, dude.
Boom.
I'm pretty sure.
Burger. High five. Virtual. Knuckles.
Oh my god,
nice, dude.
Okay, you have to watch that.
Life is Hot in Cracktown. Hey,
dude,
Life is Hot in Cracktown.
Such a good movie. Oh my god.
Do you think some global warming is from Cracktown? All the lighters fucking putting more heat into the ozone?
Every single... Oh my god.
Between the cows farting and the crackhead smoking crack. Fuck, guys. We are fucking this earth up.
That movie was fucked up. Every, like, 5 seconds, someone does this.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Like, seriously.
I look forward to that. I like documentaries like that. There was a couple pretty wicked ones that we've watched.
It's not
watched
a documentary. It's
Oh, this is like a movie? Like
yeah,
a fictional?
It's better. I don't know if it's fictional, but
it's not
shot
a documentary.
Well.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha. Nice. I look
good.
Forward to it.
Oh my god.
So then, yeah, we watched My Strange Addiction. I had to. This had the... It was... The one I saw... I remember seeing this commercial over and over again. And it's this chick eating toilet paper. And like, is this for fucking real? Where do you find these? Like, I will make up. I think I posted to Twitter that, like, my name is Matt, and I'm addicted to Starburst gummy bursts. Like, I just eat them all the time. And I actually ate so many of them that I shit my fucking brains out at 4 a.m.
You do that a lot,
but
though.
It smelled like Starburst, so it was okay.
Would you, like,
but, like,
eat it?
Where do you find these fucking people? Seriously. Like, you have to be making this up.
Did you smell it and get hungry again?
Yes. And then I ate the rest. And then promptly regretted that also.
Oh, dude.
So this chick, her name's Keisha. She's 34. She loves eating toilet paper. She's been eating it for 23 years since she was in sixth grade. She eats about a half a roll a day. It's 150 squares, approximately.
How do you start that?
She says she likes how it felt on her tongue. And so, and then she just ate it. And now if she doesn't, she freaks out or something.
How would you even get the thought in your mind to put that in your mouth? You wipe your butt with it.
Right.
Why does that go to your mouth?
I don't know. Black people think differently than white people sometimes.
I never ever, I don't
like, they're like,
toilet paper in my mouth.
How do you guys go swimming? Yeah, that's so weird. And we're like, how do you eat so much chicken and toilet paper? It's actually just this one chick that's doing it. I've never heard of that before. I think it's bullshit, but it's pretty convincing. Everyone's like, you can't do this, it's bad. And the doctor's like, you need to look at how much you're eating for 23 years. And she actually pulled off 150 things.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good healthy stack. And ugh, every day for 23 years, you've been eating that much toilet paper.
Dude.
Just... Wow, really?
That's so gross.
She keeps it in a baggie in the glove box of her car, like a drug. She opens the baggie and looks around. She says she loves movie theaters because she can sit in there and eat it and no one fucks with her.
Oh my god,
so
dude.
Weird. Keeps it in her purse, keeps it everywhere. So fucking weird.
It's so crazy.
And so she's talking to the counselor. She's like, you know, I know what I need to do with people with drugs and stuff. They just get go away from the drugs. How do you get away from toilet paper? It's everywhere. It's a black gentleman, or a lady, black lady. And then the lady, her counselor's like, well, we just got a toilet paper free your house. And she's like, well, how do I wipe my butt? How do you do that? And she's like, you have to use sani wipes. Wipe your butt with that. And then that way, if you eat those, you will just die from poisoning. It's so gross.
Yeah, I don't see that working. She's going to go out in the public and be like, ooh, toilet paper.
Oh, could you imagine eating it? She prefers, she actually prefers a Charmin 2-ply. It's her favorite. She doesn't like the stuff with inks or dyes on it because it tastes funny. Because,
oh
you
God.
Know, toilet paper doesn't taste funny. I don't know, actually. Maybe it's good. Have you ever eaten it?
No.
She might be onto something.
No.
I'm going to go try it.
Oh my god, dude.
And then there's this fucking...
Does it get you high?
No. Yeah, right? There's this fucking 24-year-old, or I don't know how old, but her name's Lori, and she sleeps with her hairdryer. Yeah. She likes the sound and the warmth, and it keeps her. It puts her to sleep.
Oh, wait,
she
sleeps
burns.
With it on?
Yes. She has burns and scars on her. Her husband, a black gentleman, hates it.
Like, what's he think? Like, what, has he been burned by it?
No, he won't sleep in the same bed as her. He'll, like, go into the other room because it's so annoying. Could you go to sleep with this?
No. No.
No. I couldn't even have sex with you. Like, I'm ashamed of you. Look at you. I'm ashamed of you. He hates his life, I'm sure.
Dude, that's stupid. Really?
It's stressing her marriage. And her three-year-old is now also addicted to it. And they both cuddle up and mommy holds the hairdryer. It's so weird.
So stupid.
So weird. Also, weirdly enough, from down south. Interesting. If you're from down south and you're smart, email info@thejamhole.com. Because as of right now, I don't believe you exist. I'm talking... Okay. Not down south. Let's narrow this down to Bible Belt area. If you live in any of those states.
Okay, because if you're being like geographical down
Georgia,
south...
Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, North, South Carolinas, any of those places.
That's so funny that Florida is more southern than all that, but
yeah,
we
but
are
Florida's
more civilized.
Big fucking tourist. Really?
We are more civilized.
Really? Okay.
A little.
Okay, sure. I think I have a Florida story for tonight also, actually.
At least, okay, dude, at least we don't... Yeah.
Oh, no, never mind. Oklahoma.
Anyway, whatever.
And Kentucky. So, I love that her three-year-old does this also. And, like, all of her friends... Honestly, this one kind of looks like it's a cry for attention. Like, her and all of her friends are kind of in the same boat. They're all, like... slightly overweight now, but they used to be party girls, but yeah. Now they're like totally not, and
well,
just miserable.
Why doesn't she just do what normal people do and get a little space heater,
an electric blanket, maybe?
Or,
I don't know.
Yeah,
because
like,
you're an idiot.
My
you're
little
a
brother
fucking idiot.
Would get cold up here, and he would grab a space heater and put it underneath the blanket, and it would turn off when it got too hot, so it didn't burn anything.
Oh well,
it would
that's
turn back
good.
On.
Thank you to yeah. whoever put those in.
You should get one of those.
You should be a fucking adult and not have to sleep with a fucking hairdryer.
Yeah,
I would, dude, if you started pulling some bullshit like that, I would make a stand and be like, this has to stop.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, like, to be a husband or a boyfriend and to let that go on for 20 some odd years. I mean, obviously she was doing it before they got together, but. Like, you would think you wouldn't even get together with a chick. Like, the first night, I stay the night at your house, and you bring electricity-wielding fucking heater things like that? You bring a blow dryer to bed?
Guys,
I'm
put
out.
Up with a lot of shit if the sex is good, so...
The sex couldn't have been that good. I mean, look at the lady. Come on.
I didn't see her, so...
Well, right. I'm
maybe
just saying,
it was that good.
Wasn't
he got
that good.
Trapped.
And then there's a chick on there that, like, sucks her thumb all the time.
Is she black?
No, she was a white girl. Damn. And she actually had a piece of her old baby blanket that she still has. It's the only piece of it left that she wraps around it. So she's sniffing the blanket while she's sucking the thumb. In public,
whoa.
Her friends are like, you are embarrassing me.
Oh my God, dude, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I knew a girl that all the way up until high school, and she moved away or
that's
something.
So
but
weird.
She walked around sucking her thumb.
Really?
Really.
I wonder if it's her.
Her mom, when she was asleep, her mom would put her finger or her thumb in weird shit. So that way
in
when
her
she
butt?
Did. No.
That's weird shit.
No, like
in her
fucking,
vagina.
Like
also
shit
weird.
That would burn her and stuff.
Ooh,
when she stuck her thumb
some
in her
Tabasco?
Mouth. Shit like that.
Oh, fuck! Mom, damn it!
Seriously, stuff like that all the time.
You'd get smart after a minute, though. You burn yourself a couple times. You're going to start sniffing before you suck. The whole time, though,
it was
I'm
so funny because I knew her, and she'd be like, "My mom fucking did that shit again."
Quit sucking your thumb, adult. Jesus. The whole time, though, I couldn't help but think, like, I'll give you something to suck on. I'll give you something. Like, the
dude.
Whole time to myself, every time she would say, I have to suck, I'll give you something to suck on. Ha.
Dude.
I was cracking myself up so much. It was great.
Oh, my fucking God.
It was so, I'll give you something to suck on. So funny.
You're an idiot.
You can wrap your blanket around my balls. That way you can. Just being just ruthless to myself. The cat was laughing. It was awesome.
At you.
With me.
No.
I prefer to think.
No.
With me.
No.
So I saw a cool car today with a bumper sticker that said, I heart sluts. I was like, nice.
Did you really?
I too heart sluts. And then I got up next to it. Guess who was driving it?
Who?
A chick.
Are you serious?
I love you. Hey, babe, I heart sluts too.
Oh,
like
my
pointing
God.
At her. Oh, creepy. Dude, so much fun.
She's probably driving her man's truck.
Doubt it.
And she's all like, baby, what are you going to take that fucking stinger off the truck?
You know she hates it. Like, she thought it was funny when they first got together, but now it's just annoying and it never ends. And
it's like when my dad drives around my car and it says Daddy's Girl in pink on the back.
Yeah, right.
My dad's like, ugh.
Even when I drive around your car, I'm like, oh yeah, it says Daddy's Girl on it.
You beg.
It's all right. I got Daddy's Girl in the passenger seat and the trunk where she belongs. No worries.
No trunk in my car, thanks, bro.
So right.
The back hatch. More room.
Just overall, what I want you to leave here with is that there's some quality programming on television, and now I see why so many people watch podcasts. Yeah. We're doing better in our living room with shit we bought paycheck to paycheck of producing entertainment than these networks do. And I bet they fucking hate that.
Yeah, probably.
And to make them feel better, every now and then someone will like get brought up, like that Tosh guy with Tosh.0 or whatever, and they'll hand you a show because, you know, you... But still, like, if you think about it, all the money that they have, like, and the just the stuff they're producing, it's mediocre at best, right? Like, enough to get by. Like, if I took this as serious as they take that, you guys would hate this shit.
Yeah, for real.
Like, it's just mediocre. It's enough to fill the airtime and then be done. Like, well, we just barely got by another week. All right. Another totally decent show.
Scripted out fucking
just bullshit.
Rehearsed mess.
Like, how do you guys watch that? Like, I chose to legally download that and watch it just to see what it was like. But, like, you guys pay for that. Wow.
How was your experience?
Not good. 1.5 stars, and that's just because that was fucking funny. Hookers for G... Are you really?
Yeah.
Let's pray. Can we pray now? Let's pray.
No.
Dear Jesus, thank you for blessing me with such a beautiful life that I had to be a hooker and suck cock, and I had a bunch of black clients when I lived in Atlanta, but you know what? They take the whole hour. So I started getting more Mexican clients because they're real lovers. Okay, whore.
Come on. Dude.
Are you done praying? Thank you, Jesus.
In Bible study, talking about her clients and shit.
Unbelievable.
Really? Come on.
Those other... Oh, God. Hookers for Jesus. Amen.
Watch that.
Yeah, it's called Hookers Saved on the Strip.
We're going to have to watch Life is Hot in Cracktown if you can find that tonight.
Hey, Burger posted a legal download link right there in the chat. All right.
You're going to have to get that because...
As soon as we're done using our bandwidth for this, we'll use it for that.
It's totally epic. You will be like, damn, you were right.
Damn, you was right. Life is tough in the ghetto. Shit.
You're not going to believe that this chick is a dude in the beginning. And in this part that I saw,
well, thank
like,
you for ruining it for me and everyone else who hasn't seen it yet.
I was like, what the?
That's a dude. Trust. There's the dick. Told you.
Not until I saw her shove it back into her ass. I didn't believe it.
Whoa,
I was like,
what's
what?
Whoa.
Well, because.
Trick or treat.
Her husband made a joke.
Was like, hey, honey, your dick is showing.
No.
Oh, excuse me. I'm such a lady.
He made a joke about something saying, we're more alike than you think. And she goes, wow, only between the legs. And I was like,
whoa.
What?
Did you know that
I was
before
like,
you married? Or at was that?
I know. I was like, did he get tricked or something?
Did he gotcha?
Like, is he going to find out and freak out? And then
honey, he knows.
And I was like, ah.
Do you think it helps? Like, all right, just hold it there. Let me tape it. Just hold it. Ah,
it
crap.
Looked like a little dick, so I don't know.
Really?
Like a little baby dick, yeah.
Really?
She was wearing like
wait, what? Are we
panties.
Talking about toddlers and tiaras, or what show
no,
are we talking about?
Like, this is a big
Life
one.
Is Hot in Cracktown.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was so hot in Cracktown, trust me.
All right, well, before we get out of here, I want to talk about this real quick. You guys may have heard that They're trying to build a religious theme park in Frankfort, Kentucky.
That's not going to be
and
a very fun
they
theme
wanna
park.
They want to build this thing called Ark Encounter, the centerpiece of which is a 500-foot by 75-foot wooden ark built to replicate the biblical Noah's Ark, which should be easy since that probably didn't exist. You can
just build a big boat.
Okay, so their governor of this state. Let's mix church and state, please.
Please.
Steve Beshear, he defended state tax incentives that could surpass $37 million for a religious theme park. You're going to tax people $37 million or give out tax incentives for that much for a religious theme park.
That is stupid.
Right. Saying Wednesday he's happy to lend state support to a business that will bring hundreds of jobs. Until it's done and everyone goes once and sees how stupid it is.
And how not fun it is to go...
Right. Oh, look, it's the crucifixion. Oh, mommy, why are they doing... Oh, God, no! That was your son, you sick bastard!
Right?
Really?
Dude.
State involvement in the $150 million project. So overall, $150 million brought outrage from groups focused on the separation of church and state. No shit. But Beshear said there was nothing remotely unconstitutional about the proposal. You know, except for the fact that you're using state money for a religious theme park. But other than that, you know, it's totally cool.
That's not good.
Quote, the people of Kentucky didn't elect me governor to debate religion. We know God exists. They elected me governor to create gerbs. And as of right now, they took her gerbs. So I'm here to make more gerbs. We're going to build this ark, and we're going to make gerbs.
What about all the atheists that want jobs? They're not going there.
Hey, what about when Noah first supposedly created that? Did he use $150 million, $37 million of which came from state-funded resources? Noah ask God for a grant?
Nah.
Pretty sure he just built it because he was a man. And that's what men do back then, if he existed and this existed. We need $150 million. Like, are you going to make the ark out of money? Because then, okay. Are you going to make the ark out of jobs? Because then, again, sure. Beshear announced plans for the park called Ark Encounter in a Capitol conference. Of course, like I said, 500 foot by 75 foot ark being built. The Answers in Genesis group. Are there really any Answers in Genesis? It's a bunch of vague hearsay bullshit. I dare you to prove me otherwise. I fucking dare you.
Dude.
That includes you, God. I got holy water and Buddy Christ right here ready for whenever you want to come down and have that shot and discuss.
I did.
So,
really?
This group started the Creation Museum that opened in Petersburg in May of 07. They're going to handle daily operations of the theme park, expected to be completed by 2014. If 2012 happens, I'm blaming these guys.
Yep.
Grant County officials say it would be built on 800 acres off Interstate 75 south of Williamstown. Well, that'll be fun. 800-acre waste of an ark. Unless, of course, after they build it, like, we actually get 40 days and 40 nights of fucking torrid rainfall. I know where I'm going if that's the case. But I'm pretty sure that's all bullshit.
Dude,
so
how mad are they going to be when 2012 thing does happen and God comes back? And
they're like, we're not done yet. We're still, like, $80 billion short on our grant money.
They're going to be like, dude, God.
What the fuck?
I wasn't done yet.
God. What? No, I mean, I was just, oh, God, that's going to be, oh, I'm sorry. That's going to be weird now that you're here.
Right.
Like, every time anyone's like, God, what?
What do you want this
nothing.
Time?
Nothing. Sorry, I forgot you exist now. Jesus. What? I'm busy. No, sorry, Lord. Just
it's
take
like history of the
just
world.
Just taking the old name in vain again. Sorry.
Like history of the world when he walks in as a waiter. He's all like, Jesus Christ. He's like, yes.
Yes.
He's
Can
like,
I
what?
Take your order? Or every time they point, they say that, Jesus Christ, and point, and it's like a picture of him.
Yeah.
I love that bit. That's such a great bit. Dude. Yes, and we know, Ed, nothing is going to happen in 2012. It's just fun to talk about. And if we're convincing enough, maybe we can actually get some really rich, dumb people to give us a bunch of their money and stuff. Because, hey, when 2012 happens, you can't take it with you.
Right.
But we'll be here. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Got
we'll
a bomb
we'll
shelter.
Hold all of it. It's okay.
Right. We have a compound.
Yes.
It's okay. It's very complex. Actually, yeah, it's more of a complex than a compound.
We'll put it in a safe place for for future generations to discover.
And a little more hit-a-hatter news. Okay. In Pennsylvania, a blow-up doll is responsible for a minor car crash last week.
Oh, yeah?
This is from the officials there in Cumberland County. They said that.
Did he ask her to take the wheel and she just didn't?
I don't have my license. Why are you talking to me? A motorist was rear-ended Tuesday when he stopped suddenly after spotting what he thought was a person lying in the road. The old throw the baby over the overpass trick. Nice. All right. 1 out of 10 is a real baby. Those are true.
Really? That'd be awesome.
The person turned out to be a blow-up doll.
That's pretty cool.
Both drivers and a passenger were wearing their seatbelts. No injuries were reported, except for the doll. The doll got...
Oh, yeah.
The doll got hurt.
Just need to be blown back up. It's cool.
All out of hot air. All right. Well, anything else? I'm glad to... I can be here and awake for a whole show with you guys. It's
I'm
fun.
The one nod now.
I know. Look at you.
I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to look at anything anymore. I don't want to be anywhere anymore. I want to be in my sleep land, so...
All right. Well, after you appease my sexual prowess,
I'm
going to
do what you did the other night and sleep while you just have your.
Well,
whatever.
That's fine. That'll work too.
You just do whatever.
Keep your mouth open.
No. That's not how that works. Because you get to snore.
That's right.
You're like, and I'm like, damn it, I'm not doing this if you're going to keep falling asleep.
I know. That always blows my cover. If I could just not snore, I'd be A-okay.
No,
because
you get really quiet, too. You stop going, oh, yes, it's so good. Awesome. You get really quiet, and then you start to snore, and then I'm like, Matt, you're asleep.
Right. Well, we're entering a for the most part, pretty drug-free spell here for a while. For me, at least, so.
For me, too. Ah.
Bingers are fun, but they definitely, you gotta know when to end them, and, after New Year's Eve,
I ended it, dude. I was totally cool.
Well, you can't be... You got to get fucked up on New Year's. You got to bring in the New Year right, you know?
I was totally cool until you're like, hey, I have this shit.
Burger says out of money. No, not out of money. Just...
I don't want to get...
I also notice that the stuff I write for hip-hop stuff is a lot better when my head is clear. Like, I'm way more clever and, like, on it with it. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, so. It's just how I do that from time to time.
I get a lot of things done better.
No, I'll still smoke
sober.
Weed. Whoa, no, I'll still smoke weed. I'm just saying, like, no more other things for a while.
No more things that
not because I got in trouble.
Made me crazy.
No, I did. I heard the last part of the New Year's Eve, and that I was like, wow, I went way overboard with that, absolutely. So that kind of made me want to be like, all right, I need to chill for a bit, get
we
this
hit
album
our peak.
Done.
Let's just
pretty
chill
much,
out.
Pretty
well,
much.
Enough is enough. Yeah, you've had enough.
Yeah,
you just need to
just
chill out.
Sometimes I do it. That's just how it goes. Party for a while, then chill for a while. Life is very cyclic like that. So. Episode 443 of the Jam Hole. Danny, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Matt. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live if you want to watch it live. Otherwise, subscribe to the feed, preferably in iTunes. You can write us lovely reviews and ratings. It takes a sec, and it really helps us. Every one we get, we go higher in those ratings, and more people see us. And that is fantastic. Yeah. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Follow my Twitter, her Twitter, my Facebook, her Facebook, Facebook group for the Jam Hole. And, yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, and then Wednesday again for this. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.